shall we welcome the ministry of Bishop Chris Marere.
Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, let's give Joseph a big clap offering. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. You may be seated. I want to use the opportunity to thank my spiritual dad, Reverend Whitcomb, and thank you so much for the privilege of standing behind this pulpit to share God's word. I also want to thank the pastors that are working under him and the leadership of the church and deacons and deaconesses and the wonderful Heart Song group. You are awesome. Praise God. Let's give them a big clap offering. October last year, I was praying, I was just seeking God for the new year. God, what do you have for us? What direction are you taking us? What do you want us to do? What should we be expecting from you? October, God spoke to me and said, son, 2018 is going to be a year of overflow and fruitfulness. I said, wow, awesome. I was just rejoicing in the spirit, and I was looking forward to what 2018 was going to have. And December, I got a letter from the church inviting me to come and speak. And I opened the letter, and lo and behold, it was the same thing, overflow. Church, God is about doing something. This year is loaded. This year is special. This year is wonderful. These themes are not just cliches. God is speaking. God is preparing a great army for the last days. And this theme for this week is overflowing in the spirit. Overflowing in the spirit. God wants to bless us in every ramification. He wants to bless us in every area. The blessings of God make it rich and he add no sorrow. God is a blesser. But specifically this season, this weekend, God wants to fill us with the Holy Spirit so that we can overflow in the Spirit. In my intro, I wrote these 3 points here. And number one, that Christian life is a life that is lived out of the overflow. God pours into you and I, and you overflow to others. There is no way we can live our Christian life without the Lord pouring to us. And there is no way we receive what God has poured into us and without overflowing. Number two, overflowing is a principle. Overflow is a principle that says what is on the inside, we overflow. Whatever that you have on the inside, we overflow. The Bible says in the book of Luke chapter number 6 verse 45c, Jesus says, out of the overflow of the heart, the man speaks. And hear me, and hear me very well. If you don't like what is flowing out of you, probably you need to change what is flowing into you. If you don't know what, you don't like what is coming out of you, it means that what is flowing into you is not right. The Bible said that every good tree produces good fruits. When the Holy Spirit fills you, something good flows out of you. Number three, in order to overflow, you must first be filled. It is impossible for something to overflow until it's first been filled. For as a child of God, it is impossible for you to overflow until you have first been filled. If that is the case, I felt that before we can overflow in the Spirit, first of all, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so that is the theme of my message this morning, Holy Spirit filled. Not just Spirit filled, but the Holy Spirit filled. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, I ask this morning that you give us understanding of what you are speaking. And I pray, God, that you use me as a vessel. Give me the grace and the unction to speak clearly and give your people the anointing to receive and to respond to that which you are saying. Father, I give you all the glory this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In Acts of Apostles, I'm taking my text from the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 2, verse 17 to 18. This was Peter. Peter stood up after the experience of Pentecost, and he began to preach. And in the process of preaching, he referred to the book of Joel. He began to speak about what Prophet Joel spoke in the book of Joel chapter 2. But meanwhile, I want you to understand who Peter was. Peter was that man that denied Jesus out of fear. Peter was that man that ran to lock himself up when Jesus Christ was crucified. He was fearful. He was nervous. He could not face the crowd. A little damsel stood and said, "You are part of Jesus' disciple." And Peter stood and denied Jesus 3 times in the presence of just a damsel. But in Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit came and filled the house and they were baptized, something happened to this man. Something changed. This man that was fearful yesterday became so bold, and he stood up and preached a message that 3,000 souls were won to the kingdom. What changed this man? What happened to this man? What made this man who was fearful yesterday to become so bold? I will tell you, the Bible said as they waited on the upper room, the Holy Spirit came down and filled the house, and they were filled. And when the Holy Spirit came and filled them, Peter rose up to become a different man. And I believe this morning, the Lord wants to change our life. Where in time past we were living in fear, where in time past we were not secure in our salvation, I believe the Lord wants to fill us so that out of the feeling there will be overflow, that we affect somebody in your compound, somebody at your working place, somebody in your school, somebody around you. Peter was filled and he was able to change his world. Jesus wants to fill you so that you can change your world. Hallelujah. Peter stood up and began to speak. In verse 17, he said, "This is from God, and it shall come to pass in the last day." In the Old Testament, the Lord will fill individual at a time. But he said, "In the last day, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh." Some translations say all people, all flesh. "And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see vision. Your old men shall dream dreams." Hallelujah. God is saying that in the last day, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Everybody matters to God. It is not only the pastor. It's not only some people. The Lord is saying on the last day, I'm going to pour my spirit upon all flesh. That includes you. That includes you. That includes you. And the Bible says, when he pour his spirit upon all flesh, out of it there shall be overflow, and they shall prophesy. Hallelujah. Your young men shall dream dream. Your old men shall not quit, not retire, but because of the overflow, they shall refire. Hallelujah. In the last day, all flesh shall be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. And look at verse 18. He goes on to say, "And all my maidservants," that means all the pastors, all the workers, all the leaders, "I will pour out my spirit upon them in those days." And the Bible said, "And they shall prophesy." The word prophesy here is not just standing to say, "Thus says the Lord." It means that out of you shall flow the purpose of God. Out of you shall flow the giftings of God. There are giftings in the Bible that is meant for the body of Christ. We have sat on them for too long. And the Lord is saying, in this last day, in this church, in Agape, I want to pour out my spirit upon all flesh to sensitize those giftings that he has put inside of you. And out of you shall flow those dormant giftings that you have sat upon for too long. And they shall flow. And we are first somebody, if you believe, say amen. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 18, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. The Bible said, "Do not be drunk with wine, but because that will ruin destroy your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. There are two things here I want us to just take a moment and look at. God says, it's a command, don't be drunk with the wine. I believe this wine here is not just talking about the wine. I believe the Lord is saying, don't be drunk with the cares of this world. Don't be drunk with the things of this world. Because if you are drunk with those things, you will be filled with those cares of life. And those are the things that will come out of you. If you are drunk with worry, if you are drunk with anxiety, if you are drunk with everything around you, those are the things that will flow out of you. And the Lord said, don't be drunk by those things, but rather be filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I believe this command in this scripture, it is not for something that is optional for some Christian. I believe it is for everybody. That includes you. God wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It is His desire that His church come alive. My friend, God is saying, I don't want you to live a normal Christian life. I want you to live an extraordinary life. The same God that changed Peter from living an ordinary life to become an extraordinary individual, that grace is sufficient, and God wants to pour it upon you. The days of living a normal Christian life is over. This is a season. This is a time for believers everywhere, standing shoulder to shoulder, square to shoulder, knowing for sure that greater is He that is in them than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. It is not by mind, not by power, but the Spirit of the Lord. This is not something that only few people, few Christians ought to do. It is for everybody. God commands us to walk and to live in every moment of our life in the overflow. God wants to fill us to the point of overflowing daily. What are we to be filled with? The Holy Spirit. John chapter 14 and chapter 16, Jesus said, it is expedient for me to go. If I go, I will send the Comforter, and the Comforter will be with you. He will teach you all. He will reveal all things to you. He will guide you. In other words, Jesus was saying, if I am with you, I can only be one place at a time. But when I leave, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to fill you, that everywhere you go, there is going to be many Jesuses. And I believe that Jesus wants to fill us to the capacity where everywhere believers are, they shall be called Christian. Not because you carry Bible, not because you have a bumper sticker on your car, but because of what is flowing out of your life. If you believe, say amen. So He wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. It is the life of Jesus Christ that is living right on the inside of you. It is promised to anyone and everyone who trusts in Jesus for salvation. It is a gift that cannot be earned by the work of your hand. It is a free gift. So what does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit? The word fill in the passive tense simply means that we cannot do this on our own. We cannot fill ourselves. It is not something that we can accomplish in our own force, in our own power. We cannot muster it by our own power. But we are to be filled by the Holy Spirit. He does the filling. Number two, fill literally means that we are being kept filled. We are filled continually. You know, in the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 2, the Bible said the apostles were baptized in the Holy Spirit. But in chapter 4, as they gathered together, as they prayed, the Bible said the place shook and the Holy Spirit filled them. There is a continuous filling. We are to always be continually filled to the brim with the Holy Spirit. Every moment, every situation, in every day, we need to be filled continuously. The Bible said in the book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 18 to 27, paraphrased. Little children, you have an anointing from the Holy One. And the anointing which you have received from him abides inside of you, lives inside of you. It's not just coming to visit. He comes to live inside of you. He comes to stay, and he comes to walk and to do things to glorify the Father. That is what the Lord wants to do in our lives. If we must overflow in the Spirit, he first wants to fill us up, because it is something that we receive inside that can overflow outside. To be filled or to be Spirit-filled is to come to the King himself, to bow at Jesus' feet, and to receive divine power from his own hand. To be filled by the Spirit is to have the Holy Spirit, the oil of heaven, being poured from God's throne into our own life. Hallelujah. To be filled with the anointing by Jesus Christ. I believe he wants to fill our life. He wants to anoint us for three reasons. There are three reasons Jesus Christ wants to anoint every sons and daughter of his. Three abilities he wants to pour to enhance our life, to enhance our walk with him, to expand in each of us. Number one, he wants to expand the ability in us to give us the capacity to worship the Father. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 4 verse 23 to 24, the hour cometh when the true worshipper shall worship God in truth and in spirit. Now worship here does not mean just only lifting up and praising God, that is part of it. But worship here means that we are serving God. I tell my people in my church, I say, when you go to church, what do you say? I'm going to serve the Lord. So when you come to church, you are serving him. What do you do by serving? You are doing something for your Lord. And when you leave the church, you continue to serve him. And so when God fills you, he gives you the expansion, the grace in your heart, so that you can worship him. You can serve him. It is not working with your ability, but working under the flow of the Holy Spirit inside of you. Somebody say amen. Amen. Number two, he wants to extend himself in you. He's going to anoint us, anoint me and you for an extension of our dynamic witnessing, so that we can witness. So that we can be a witness not only with our words evangelism, but with our life. The Bible said in the book of Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 8, you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit. In other words, when the Holy Spirit fills you, you will be empowered to become a witness. Without the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we will be living a grinding Christian life. We walk, we try to walk at everything. And in this heart, God has not called us into such life. When you give your heart to Jesus, he fills you with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit's first name is holy. So the ability to live holiness is no longer by struggle. He lives out of you. Come on, shout hallelujah. So the Bible said he will give you power when he fills you, so that you will become a testimony, a witness unto him. Number three, I love this so much. I love all, but I love this so much. And number three, that is going to give you the ability to expel the devil. You will be able to put the enemy to flight. An expulsion of the adversary through our spiritual warfare. In Judges chapter 14. The Bible said in verse 1, Samson is a picture of the church. Samson fell in love with a damsel, a lady, a girl in Timnah. And he told the father, and so they picked up a day and to visit, to see, and to talk about the marriage. And so the father and the mother led the road. And then Samson came behind. And the Bible says Samson was hopping and rejoicing, looking forward to see the beautiful bride. And along the road came a very hungry, ferocious young lion, wanting to tear him apart, to kill him, to stop his destiny. And when The Bible said when Samson was faced with this challenge, Samson was not a giant. Samson was just an ordinary man like you and myself. But what makes it different was that as he was standing in the presence of this enemy that came wanting to stop his destiny, the Bible said in verse 6, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. What was the overflow? There was ability, extraordinary anointing that came upon him that he was able to grab the lion and rend the lion apart. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you are no longer just a normal individual. You are not extraordinary somebody. You were natural. But when the super comes into your life, you become supernatural. Hallelujah. He works in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. In verse 14, the Bible said, the Philistine gathered and they came, they arrested him, arrested Samson, tied him up, bound him up with chains and fetters, and they were leading him as a prisoner to their capital. And they were all in their horses, and Samson was being pulled along. The Bible said he came to his spot, and Samson looked up to heaven and said, God, what is all this about this disgrace? And right at that moment, the Bible said the Spirit of God came upon Samson. And the Bible said all the chains and the rope and the strings with which he was tied were melted like wax, like a candle. The anointing breaks every yoke. The anointing destroy every yoke. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, in that day it shall come to pass that his burden will be lifted from your shoulder, his yoke off your shoulder, and the yoke will be destroyed. Because of what? Because of the anointing. The Lord wants to anoint you. You no longer run to and fro because you are afraid of the devil. When he anoints you, you will put the devil to flight. You will trouble the enemy. Right there, the Bible says Samson saw a jawbone of ass. With a jawbone of ass, the Bible says Samson was able to defeat 1,000 armed Philistine soldiers. It was not by Samson's mind. It was the Holy Spirit that filled him that was outflowing victory. When the Holy Spirit fills you, there is outflowing of victory in your life. When the Holy Spirit fills you, there is results that will flow out of your life. It is not just what you say, but what you live. Come on, somebody say amen. How can I be filled with the Spirit? How? Pastor, how can I be filled? I really want to be filled. Now, I want to say something. Some of you here may have been baptized in the Holy Spirit. Some of you here, you may have experienced some movement. But listen, the Lord wants to fill you. Not just a drop, not just a dapping. He wants to fill you so much that you have more than enough that is flowing out to affect your generation. That is affecting your community. That is affecting the church. You cannot be a member of Agape in this church and nothing is happening in your life. God wants to fill you and set you apart as a different individual. And this feeling will affect you in your business place. It will affect you in your job. It will affect you in your... If you are a politician, Daniel was a politician, but yet he did extraordinarily great in the kingdom of the Babylonian Empire. And I believe God wants to raise up men and women that we occupy our politics, occupy places with the Spirit of the Lord indwelling them and flowing through them. Come on, shout hallelujah. How can I be filled? Number one, first of all, we need to be thirsty. Jesus said in the book of Matthew chapter 5, blessed are those who thirst and hungry after righteousness, for they shall be filled. If you are thirsty this morning, you are guaranteed that he will fill you. Just come to Jesus as you are. Acknowledge your need of him. In John 17, he cried that if anyone thirst, let him come and drink, and out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Number two, come to Jesus. He is the baptizer. And ask him to baptize and to mask you in the Holy Spirit. According to John chapter 1, 32 to 34. Number three, turn your eyes, the eyes of your heart toward him. And let him come to you, then drink out of him. Number four, believe you have received it. You have received him because he who has promised is faithful. Number five, thank God for his provision. Believe by faith that something has happened And out of the overflow of your heart, the mouth will begin to speak. Start praising, and the overflow will start to pour out. And this morning, we are going to take time. We want to pray with you. We want the Holy Spirit to fill you. So that when you walk away from this place, you are filled so much to the brim that you begin to overflow. You overflow in your prayer life. You overflow in your prayer life. You overflow in your worship life. You overflow in your evangelism. You overflow as a testimony for the kingdom of God. People will look at you and they will see the life of Jesus oozing out of your life. Come on, somebody shout amen. In my conclusion this morning, I want to give you four things. The Lord wants to fill you just like as a cup is filled with water and the cup begins to overflow. The Holy Spirit of Jesus wants to permeate every part of you until you no longer remain yourself, but he flows daily out of you. Number two, as the wind fills the sail, the Holy Spirit of Jesus filling the sail of your heart and carrying it along where he wishes. Number four, as alcohol overtakes a person, the Holy Spirit of Jesus so intoxicating your body that you walk differently and talk differently and think differently because you are under the influence and under the control of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I want to live such a life that I don't need to begin to worry about things. The Holy Spirit gives me direction. He leads me. The Bible said, as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You don't need to become anxious because the Holy Spirit knows everything about your need, and he knows the Father's heart, and he wants to reach out and he wants to connect you to the Father. I want to show you something this morning to illustrate what the Father wants to do to somebody here, including my life this morning. I want Pastor Ben to come, and we want to give you an illustration here. I have a bowl, I have a glass, and I have this jug, we call it jug, and I want you to hold this. Now you look at this cup, it's half full. This is like every one of us, we have experienced salvation. There is a measure of the Spirit of God inside of us, and here we are. And then, today, this is what God wants to do. You are saved. You have a measure of the Spirit. You are there. You are so clear. There is nothing wrong. But the Father said, today, I want to pour into your life. And so the Father reached out with the jug of his Spirit, and he wants to pour life. He wants to pour goodness. He wants to pour the Holy Spirit inside. He's filling you. He's not stopping. He's filling you. He's filling you, and you begin to overflow. You begin to flow, overflow with goodness, overflow with life, overflow with his riches, overflow with his love, overflow with his kindness, overflow with his wisdom, overflow with his gifting, overflow with things that God has poured. He's pouring. He's not stopping. He's pouring as long as you are flowing. He's pouring. He's pouring. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your moment. This is your hour. The Father wants to empty. He wants to pour into your life. Stand on your feet this morning. If you are here this morning, say, I need that pouring in my life. I want the Father to pour into my life. The Holy Spirit, so much that my life will become an overflow. And we overflow in every goodness of God. The Bible said in the book of James, chapter 1:17, for every good and perfect gift coming from the Father of light. God wants to pour his goodness inside of you. And out of you will flow those goodness. If you are here this morning, say, Pastor, I know I'm baptized, but I need more filling. And maybe here you've not been baptized. The pastors are here. We want to pray. Leave your seat wherever you are right now. Start walking outside. Start coming out right now. Start coming to us. We want to believe God for extraordinary touch in your life. It is not something you need to work out. The Holy Spirit is in you. He has set a day apart that this is the day the Lord has set apart to visit you. It is a day of visitation. It is a day of outpouring. It is a day of releasing heaven upon earth. Just come forward right now, wherever you are, whether you are in the business circle, whether you are a politician, whatever you are, God wants to pour so that you no longer live a struggle life, but you live overflowing life. God bless you as you come. The man of God coming down to pray with you. God bless. Keep on coming. Keep on coming. Wherever you are, keep on coming. There is enough space for you here this morning. God bless you.